Next patient is Michelle Harris, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Michelle Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, H-A-R-R-I-S, date of birth, 2/21/53, and date of visit is 3/11/25. Do you make copy for Michelle Harris? I'm sorry, please make copy for Stephanie Sanchez. Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z, A-P-R-N, Stephanie Sanchez, A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Dear Stephanie, thank you for sending Michelle Harris for pulmonary evaluation. Next, chief complaint is lung nodules. Next paragraph is sprint illness. This is a 72-year-old female who has had a history of shortness of breath with exertion. Was recently sent for a chest CT done on 1/8/25. The patient's screening lungs CT showed several new clustered ground glass nodules in the right mid lobe, measuring up to 3 millimeters, likely infectious or inflammatory. There were mild emphysematous changes noted and a linear scarring with mild atelectasis in the left lower lobe. Period. The patient has no significant cough. I'm sorry. The patient does have occasional coughing spells and denies any chest pains, fevers, chills, night sweats, or hemoptysis. She has not lost any weight. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes bilateral hip replacement surgery, history of left ankle surgery with replacement. They also had ventral hernia repair, and a history of osteomyelitis of the right hip, requiring multiple surgeries and antibiotic therapy. She has had right knee and right wrist surgery as well, and she has a congenital deformity of the right hand. She was diagnosed to have rheumatoid arthritis several years ago. Next, can you also mention the patient has a history of hypothyroidism and and a history for hypertension and borderline diabetes. Next, allergies to latex and tape. Next paragraph, habits the patient to smoke one pack per day for 60 years and trying to quit. Alcohol use, none recently. Next paragraph. Family history: father died of a car crash, mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph. Medlist: losartan 25 milligrams daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams HS, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, amitriptyline 100 milligrams, such as propinerol, 4 milligrams, such as atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily, synthroid, 75 micrograms daily. Next paragraph. System review. Patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no glaucoma, but had cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, flank pains, no hay fever, or asthma. She has coughing spells and shortness of breath. She has nausea and reflux symptoms. No diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has anxiety with depression. She has no easy bruising. She does have joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. She has itchy skin. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly female is alert, no acute distress. No pallocyanosis, clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 120 over 60. Pulse 85, respiration 16. Temperature 97.2. Weight is 150, saturation 96. HE and ear norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with the decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the basis. And scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. No crackles on either side. Heart sounds regular, S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no gain, megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness, reflex of the 1+, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, no. Next paragraph, impression number one. Is multiple right lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number two is underlying COPD, and number three is allergic rhinitis. Number four is hypertension. Number five, diabetes mellitus. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a Trelegy Ellipta inhaler, one puff daily. Also use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, two puffs QID PRN daily. Advised to get a complete PFT with bronchodilator study. And she'll need a follow-up chest CT in 2 months. A follow-up visit we arrange here approximately 6 to 8 weeks. She'll use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, two puffs, as needed. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Stephanie Sanchez, SANCHEZAPRN. And here is Dr. Souza.